98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brandon. Weekday mornings from 6.
Yeah, 98 FM.
Now, from fashion to travel to telly and radio, Brendan Courtney is doing it all. His hugely popular and emotional TV show, Keys to My Life, has returned for a fourth season on RTE, and we are thrilled that Brendan's here this morning.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
Delighted to see you.
How are you? You guys are amazing.
Thank you. You're amazing.
I love it.
Now, you're amazing.
are you married?
Oh my gosh,
we only clarified this on the show last week.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. I mean, not for the first time.
You have a great energy together.
We have a good chemistry, but platonic.
Yes.
And always
has
been.
That's the secret to a good relationship, separate bedrooms.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
And bank accounts.
Yeah. Come here, for anyone who hasn't seen Keys to My Life, what is the general gist of the show?
So Keys to My Life is a lovely entertainment show where I take well-known figures, or national treasures, as we like
yes.
to say, well-known people, back through the halls of their past by visiting the places that they've lived from childhood right the way through to maybe a bit of drama to something exciting. And I wrote the format with Warren, my friend, a few years ago, and I'm nosy. I like other people's houses. It's one mm-hmm. thing. I mean, look, we're obsessed. We're a nation obsessed with that, right?
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Love looking in, yeah.
We just love it. Their duvets match their curtains, that kind of thing.
The dark evenings, yeah. I'm like, I love them, thrilled, staring in.
Those lockdown walks when it was dark. I was like, ooh.
There's three people in there. We didn't count on the amount of emotion it would unlock when you walk into a room where something dramatic or something fabulous or something bizarre happened in your life, you go right back in time to that feeling. Mm. So, it's really good. And Eilish O'Carroll, who plays, people will know her from Mrs. Brown's Boys, she plays Winnie McGugan.
Yes.
And she's the sort of dippy best friend of Mrs. Brown and Mrs. Brown's Boys. She's actually Brendan O'Carroll's sister. Lots of people know that. Some people didn't know that actually on Instagram.
Yeah.
She's a sister. And she's fabulous. Like, I really love her. We've become friends.
Yeah.
You know, when you are with somebody who goes right back in time and it's very emotional, you kind of do connect a little bit.
Yeah,
it's wonderful. So that's it. Yeah, it was on Sunday night. Woohoo! Out of the bag, done. Yeah.
Love it.
It's such an amazing concept for a show. If you could pick any celebrity,
dead or alive. You. I want to go to your house.
I live about two places. You'd be a bit bored. Be a short episode. But is there anyone on your, you know, on your wish list or someone who you'd love to sit down with?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to do somebody like Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, let's just blue sky thinking.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
So, or Oprah, you know, I love the rags to riches stories.
Yeah.
You know, people who buy their bootstraps, pull themselves up, push through against all odds and have this enormous success. That fascinates me as well, and where they come from. And I read her book and Barack Obama's book as well. And they've come from very humble beginnings, you know.
Yeah.
But Barack actually has Irish ancestry, as we know, because we've named a plaza.
So embarrassing.
It's great marketing, though.
Here's a petrol station.
Yeah. If it was my petrol station, I would have called it, you know, Tina Turner.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Come here, you're doing the radio there for a good stint. Any more of that now?
I mean, my life didn't change at all.
Yeah.
I cover.
Yeah.
So I've been covering for about a year and a half, and it's wonderful. I mean, I had dabbled in radio in the UK, BBC, and had always been a co-host of somebody whose show it was. I'd go in and sort of strap on, at the side of their desk. And so it was interesting to drive it myself. I mean, I don't drive the desk, by the way.
Do you not press the buttons?
No, I don't press the buttons.
Your Instagram stories make it look like you do.
Oh, I don't press the
buttons.
Oh,
right. No. You're like Brian Daly.
You are.
I mean, I'd like to learn, but because I'm covered, there's never been an appetite to learn
or
space. But I love it. I love radio.
And are you happy out covering, or would you like?
Yeah, because telly is good at the moment, touch wood. And it's hard to do both. You'll ask anybody who does both, you know, and it's just all lifetime consuming.
Yeah.
And I'm at an age where I like now to prioritise my well-being and fun.
1,000,000%.
Pick and choose when it suits you.
Oh, well, I can't really. I wouldn't like to say that. I love cover. I love the radio.
Okay.
And actually, I get to go in, do it fresh, be new, and leave.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's
what
I really like about it. Yeah.
Fab.
Yeah, fabulous. You also have launched a new podcast, Any News, with David O'Reilly, who is so gas. David is so much fun.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
For anyone who hasn't heard it, what's the concept?
It's only
brand
new. Episode 4 only drops tomorrow, and it's... So episode 4 tomorrow is Cavan.
Lovely.
Any news? And we basically research local news stories that tickle our fancy, basically. And it's kind of turned into this kind of positive thing. What did kind of honestly probably start as a bit of a sneer. It's actually celebrating local news. It's kind of really funny, cute stories from across the country. So we'll do the 32 counties.
Brilliant.
Then we'll take a holiday. But we've done Donegal, Kerry, Kilkenny, Tomorrow we do Wicklow. We're doing Wicklow. So if anybody's got any strange and funny stories for Wicklow, just DM me on my Instagram. Because local news is really in the heart of the community, right? It's really fun. And it tells you stories that mean so much. So for example, a headline was Agnes somebody or other was retiring, so the salon was closing down.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a headline.
But that
really affects everybody. Like, where am I going to get bloody hair done now? So it's really cute. I love it. And David, it's really an excuse for the two of us to have a laugh. So it's really
to have a goss. Yeah. Love
Thank
that.
You for letting me plug that. Thank
you. So welcome. Anything else? We'll move on to the next plug. Lennon Courtney's going from strength to strength.
Well, they just moved into my other hat
A bag in the window of Kilkenny that is done.
She's lovely.
Huh?
Oh, you mean a physical bag?
The bag from the Lennon Courtney range.
Thank you. Yeah,
yes, fab.
It's called the Fierce Tote, actually.
Is that what it's called?
The Fierce Tote.
Yeah. Which is kind of a funny name as well, because it says, it's fierce. Like Cork people like to say fierce. But we've done accessories now, properly landed into accessories with the Kenny design, and they're just a joy to work with. It's beautiful customers, beautiful products. I really love that store so much as well. So we're down, actually, I'm sorry, another plug.
Here we go.
We're doing an event tomorrow night in Liffey Valley.
Ah, brilliant.
In Kilkenny, where we walk through the collection. Sonia's in and out of her underwear, literally trying on the gear. It's quite funny. I mean, it's where we started and where we kind of stay as a sort of customer facing. We go and people like to give us their feedback. Let me tell you, people are very honest, which is great. So
we're
there tomorrow evening meeting the customers and actually we do that to gather feedback. What do you like? What do you not like? How are the lengths? You know, what colours do you like? And stuff like that. Yeah. But that's, we were designing yesterday for about 2.5 hours and that's just like kids in a crayon shop. It's just brilliant fun,
Good.
What is this? And we're like, that's lovely. Oh, look at that. Oh, that's lovely. So it's literally, sketching and having fun together.
I love it.
Yeah,
yeah, really absolutely fabulous. You mentioned that Wicklow is going to be the topic on the podcast this week, and you're moving to Wicklow.
Well, I'm actually leaving here and going to a site meeting in my new in my hovel on the hill. Yeah.
Wow.
So I bought a derelict house and I'm renovating it, and it's like, I get kind of like angina when I think about it. It's terrifying. It's terrifying.
Yeah. But we're it's a big here. Project.
Yeah. It's huge. So maybe by the end of the year, maybe I might be.
Wow.
So
amazing. And are you bringing two new little friends with you?
I didn't adopt them.
You didn't adopt the dogs.
So I posted on Saturday. I went to see my friend Linda Martin. Why me? Eurovision songwriter. Who has also her other hat is she owns the Dublin Dog Hub.
Yes.
On the north side. And I met a vet there when I went to the opening of it to support her, who was telling me that people just walk into his veterinary surgery and just dump dogs.
No.
All the time.
Oh, no, I can't.
I want to see these dogs. I just can't recommend enough. Anyway, Linda, being Linda and clever, brought me into the kitchen. There's two Jack Russell puppies.
Oh.
So I put them up. Will I adopt them?
Yeah.
Trying to work on Adam, my partner, who's going, we're renovating a house.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? We have a dog. We can't get two more dogs. Nah. We live in an apartment with no garden at the moment, So I was like, please. Anyway, those dogs didn't get adopted by me, so they are available.
They're beautiful.
Okay. Like they are beautiful.
Yeah, they are.
Gorgeous. Adorable poochies. Well, maybe when the house renovation is done,
I'm going to get 10.
You can
dogs.
Hit up Linda Martin
you
then.
Plenty
and get
of room for the
my
poochies.
My garden
then.
Is about half the size of this studio.
Fair play.
Yeah. Excellent, Brendan. So good to see you. Keys to My Life on Sunday
night, 7:30 RTÉ1.
RTÉ1, lovely stuff. Great to see you. And the podcast.
Any news with David Branswell?
There we go. Where you get all your podcasts?
Oh, you're so good.
98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan. Weekday mornings from 6.
Yeah. 98FM.